You mentioned something that I imagine some of our listeners have no idea was there. You said the American occupation. How much of its history has Haiti been occupied by the U.S.?
Well, before the occupation that lasted between 1915 and 1934, the U.S. had invaded Haiti 19 times within a very short period of time under the flimsiest of excuses. In 1915, the U.S. had made up its mind several years earlier that it had to occupy Haiti and had drafted actually documents where there was a blank space. In those days, we used typewriters, a blank space for the actual date that the U.S. would invade. It desired to invade. Partly the excuse was given that German businessmen and Germany was too powerful in the Caribbean area and certainly too powerful in Haiti. So it had to be stopped. We had to move the Haitians away from Germany. So it invaded that way. It invaded at the same time the Dominican Republic and occupied it for a number of years between 1916 and 1924. It invaded Nicaragua. It invaded, well, of course, before that, there were incursions into Mexico. And in fact, the American landmass grew enormously when the U.S. in 1948 and after was able to gobble up 50% of Mexico. 50% of Mexico is now the United States. And so there was this expansionist behavior. That was manifest destiny when it comes to North America. There was territorial expanse elsewhere in the Caribbean. And of course, most of the Caribbean was occupied, were colonies of England and France. But certainly the countries that were independent were fair game to the United States at that point. And the occupation of Haiti is the turning point in Haitian history. There's before the occupation and there's after the occupation. Everything changed during the occupation. Haiti was tied economically to the U.S. at that point. Before that, it was doing business with Germany and France. But the U.S. became paramount at that point. And it has, of course, remained so throughout the Caribbean, of course, and Trinidad and Jamaica and elsewhere. Now, by the way, we're talking about Haiti before January 12, 2010, and Haiti after January 12, 2010. That is when, of course, we had that event. And back home, I've talked to enough of my colleagues and friends and family members. They don't talk about the earthquakes. They talk about that event or what happened to us, that thing. Nobody wants to say the word. We've been traumatized to that extent.